This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to reach us. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you as well. 844-236-6010. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Nikki Snazel. Of the Pain Relief Clinic, painreliefclinic.co.uk. She's in the UK. Is a physiotherapist. She's been on the program before, and she is going to talk about her book, The Four Keys of Health, among other books. She's got several books, and she's also an expert in opioid addiction and using alternative treatments to help treat chronic pain. We'll talk to Nikki Snazel at the bottom of the hour and take your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a longevity business, now is a golden opportunity to start a home-based business. Longevity checks are booming. As you can imagine, everybody wants to nutritionally supplement. Everybody wants to understand about nutritional supplementation. Nutritional supplements are hard to find. Longevity's got all kinds of immune-boosting nutritional supplements. You can become an expert in immune-boosting. You can become an expert in how to use nutritional supplementation, because that's what Longevity is about. It's about making experts. It's about building an army of experts, an army of people who understand how nutrition can help change people's lives. And fundamentally, it can. All the stuff that's going on today in politics and COVID and coronavirus, when was the last time you heard about, from the CDC or from the medical, mainstream medical model, when was the last time you heard them say, we should be supplementing, you should be making sure you take your vitamin C and your zinc. We got to make sure everybody has vitamin C and zinc. When was the last time? Never. They're never going to say that. That's the paradigm of using nutrition to take care of the body, the paradigm, the mindset of using things that are in our lives inherently, like food and exercise and breathing and supplementation, at least for now. The power of using these ideas, the mindset, the power of this mindset is something that has not crossed the minds of the general public. It has not entered into the reality of the general public. It has not entered into the reality of the mainstream. It has not entered the reality of the mainstream media or the mainstream mainstream medical model. How we take care of our bodies in a mainstream kind of fashion, not the people listening to this program, but your neighbors, is mired in a world of allopathy. It's stuck in a world where the enemy is outside and we defend ourselves against the enemy. It's stuck in a world of enemies and survival and fear. And this is the problem with how we live our lives. And unfortunately, there's a lot more of them than there are of us. However, there is a phenomenon called the 100th monkey phenomena, which means that you don't have to have everybody bought in, but you can reach a critical threshold or a critical mass. And once you reach that critical threshold or critical mass, everybody changes, or at least the masses, the majority change. And that's what this program is about, and that's what alternative media is about, and that's what, and not all alternative media, by the way, because it's a jungle out there, and you got to critically think. I did my moment of truth today on critical thinking. And that's what critical thinking is about. Critical thinking, the idea that we have to analyze where our facts come from, is a way to inoculate against mind viruses. We have a virus, and we have a mind virus. The big problem is the mind virus. You inoculate yourself against the mind virus by critically thinking, by asking questions. You have to ask questions. You have to live your life scientifically. You will not have an effective, successful, content, actualized life if you do not question. And in a way, the human population is complicit in what is going on today. We're complicit in the virus. We're complicit in the response to the virus. We're diseased. That is, literally, we're diseased. We're out of ease. Something must be done. We have to do something. That's the cry of the something must be done cry is what allows fascism, dictatorship, control, the hegemony of the institution over the individual. Something must be done. That's the cry of the domesticated. Something must be done. Something must be done by the rulers, by the power structure. That's the disease. The disease is the disease of fear, and something must be done. We must survive. We're in survival mode. We are in survival mode. That's the problem. The problem is we're in survival mode, but we're in survival mode not for anything real. We're in survival mode for something illusory. And illusory diseases are never-ending. The virus is invisible. It can come any time because you can't see it. It's invisible. The real disease is not the virus. The real disease is the fear of the virus. It's fear. The real disease is fear, as in FDR. The only fear we need to fear is fear itself. That's the disease. That's the disease equals fear. Fear, the only disease, the only fear is called fear. That's the disease. The disease is not the virus. The disease is fear, literally. Dis-ease. Fear is dis-ease, literally. That's the disease. The fear takes us into survival mode, which is the reptilian brain. The brain's got three parts. You guys probably all know this. It's called the triune brain. You've got a prefrontal cortex, which is where you make good choices and good decisions, and you're empathic and connect with people, and you use your intuition. That's the front of the brain. That's what makes us human. Then you have a middle brain, an emotional brain, that shows for anger and pleasure and temperature control and hormones. That's the middle part of your brain. And then you have your survival brain. That's the triune brain. Middle brain, the reptilian brain, the middle brain, and the higher brain. Fear takes us into the reptilian brain, away from the higher brain. It takes us away from our rational, intelligent, choice-making center. It takes us away from being creative. It takes us away from all the things we love about life. That's what fear redirects all the energy from all the things the part of the brain that controls all the things we love about life to the part of the brain that's reptilian. Literally, it's called the reptilian brain. It takes us out of philosophical thinking. Philosophical, the word philosophy means love of wisdom. Love of wisdom is considered an indulgence to the reptilian brain. Philosophical thinking, being philosophical about your life, loving wisdom. Loving the idea of living your life in a wise way, that's considered a luxury. Politicians who appeal to the reptilian brain, politicians who appeal to the voters from a reptilian brain mindset, you know any of those guys? They're always going to make fun of intellectuals. If you've ever tried to talk philosophically to somebody who's operating from a reptilian point of view, it's not going to work. You're just going to get them mad, and they're going to think you're crazy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. What say you? We'll take your calls in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to Nikki Snezel about chronic pain and alternative strategies for dealing with chronic pain at the bottom of the hour, and we'll take your phone calls, 844 844-
800-236-1610. This segment, if you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to start a business, start a longevity business, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up right off the website as well as purchase products. You can also call 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. And I think we got some Mother's Day specials going this week. Mother's Day is coming up on the 10th. So we'll go this week until the 10th with our Mother's Day specials at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. This is from the British Medical Journal. 1953, Sir Robert Hutchison says, from inability to let well alone, from too much zeal for the new and contempt for what is old, from putting knowledge before wisdom, science before art, and cleverness before common sense, from treating patients as cases and from making the cure of the disease more grievous than the endurance of the same, good Lord, deliver us. He's talking about the medical model. Science before art and cleverness before common sense, from treating patients as cases and from making the cure of the disease more grievous than the endurance. What's going on today with shutting down the world is classic modern medicine, where the cure is worse than the disease, where the medicine is worse than the malady. It is totally, totally classic, and it's because we operate from a place of fear. And we operate from a place of weakness. We have not taken on our humanness. What makes us human is our individuality, our creativity. What makes us human is our openness to new ideas, to learning. When you're in the reptilian brain, none of that happens. This is a fear disease, and that's what the cure for the fear disease is, to be philosophical. That's why I did my Moment of Truth on. And by the way, if you want to check our Moment of Truths out, go to our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Thank you, Nasima, for setting that one up. That's got not just Moments of Truth; it's got the Bright Side program up there as well. So if you miss a program, if you miss a day, you can listen to it again. And also, we post regularly, and we encourage posts from you. And we probably should do some Facebook Lives. I've been meaning to. I haven't gotten a chance to do that. All right. Let's see. I hate to keep talking about this, but it's in the news, and it's really important. So I'm just going to say one thing. Can't even find it now. So, what do you think the world is going to look like when all of this, when we go back to work? Think it's going to go back to normal? No, it's not going to go back to normal. Do you know McDonald's is now designing new McDonald's prototypes with social distancing built into them? Social distancing will be built into architecture. There'll be arrows on the sidewalks. Get used to seeing arrows on the sidewalks and other markers that will encourage you to keep your social distancing. You will be waiting in your car for your deliveries from Pizza and Red Lobster and other places. You're going to have churches that will be having services and shifts. I don't know how they're going to do the baseball games or the sports games. I have no idea that's going to happen. Maybe they'll only be allowed a certain amount of people in a stadium or in a concert. I'm not sure how that'll happen, but you can expect to see something with crowds. With large crowds. This is not moving in a very nice direction, but it's because we're all scared. Okay, I want to talk about some good stuff here. Because the human body is still an amazing, amazing system, and if we can figure out how to build our immune systems, really a big part of this problem is we don't understand our bodies. We don't understand biology. We don't understand science. There's so much amazing stuff in the human body when you start to dig deep into it and you start to see the healing. The ability we have to heal is the physical correlate, the physical analog of the ability we have to create. The ability we have to make things new. To heal is to make things new, and to create is to make things new. The ability we have to make things new again is untapped and unrealized by most and unacknowledged by most, and for good reason. We've been dumbed down. We've been domesticated. We've been trained to be dependent. Learned helplessness. All right. This is from the journal Nature. Parkinson's is partly an autoimmune disease. Researchers have found the first direct evidence that autoimmunity, in which the immune system attacks the body's own tissue, plays a role in Parkinson's disease. Now, it doesn't matter if it's autoimmunity. That doesn't really matter. What matters is this, when you have Parkinson's and when you have neurological health issues, you have something attacking the nerves. The nerves are somehow breaking down. Now, that attack can be self-attack, like autoimmunity, or that attack can be from toxicity, from the digestive system. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you're dealing with any neurological issue, job number one is to work on the toxicity that's entering into the bloodstream. Now, there's toxicity in our world. That's true. There's toxicity in most of our mouths, just mercury. And mercury, by the way, is one of the most neurotoxic substances there is. Maybe the most neurotoxic substance there is, but it's pretty darn neurotoxic. And many of us have it leaking out of our mouths into our bloodstream. So I'm not saying that it's always 100% going to be food. Nonetheless, food is huge, and the digestive system is huge. And you can have tremendous impact and tremendous leverage if you have any issue, but especially if you have a neurological issue. You can have tremendous benefit by working on the digestive system. Now, autoimmunity, it turns out, is also a digestive health, food and digestive issue, which we talk about on this program all the time because it makes biological sense if you understand the basics of the body, how everything gets into the bloodstream. But the mainstream does not recognize still the link between food and autoimmunity. So regardless of whether you think there's an autoimmune connection or regardless of whether you think that it's just degeneration or whatever it is, work on the gut and you'll get better. Use probiotics and you'll get better. Use digestive strategies. Probiotics are a little tricky, by the way. So you got to juggle, you got to play around with the dose, you got to play around with the brand. But nonetheless, if you work on the intestinal flora, on the bacterial flora, you avoid eating foods that are problematic, and that includes sugar, by the way, and all processed foods, your neurological symptoms will improve, and they'll improve quickly. One of the greatest things about neurological symptoms is they improve quickly. Unless you have major degeneration that's been ignored for a long period of time, you're going to notice results quickly with neurological problems. The brain, especially if you start putting nutrients into the body when nutrients have not been in the body. Try, if you know anybody who has dementia, give them some Beyond Tangy Tangerine almost in front of your eyes. You will see them start to improve. Their thinking and their cognition starting to improve almost in front of your eyes. Give it to somebody who's never supplemented before who's feeling sick and frail. It's crazy. What happens with the body, and especially the brain, because the brain takes in so much nutrition, is you get results quickly when you're in deficiency states. I saw this video, this YouTube video I've talked about before, where they give a guy glutathione, which is very important for the nervous system, injections of glutathione, and in a minute, one YouTube video to the next, in 1 minute, he's going from doing a Parkinson's walk to doing a walk like a normal person. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, Nikki Snizel, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back after this.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus. At a Fox News town hall event last night, he said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
J. Crew, the latest retailer to be filing for bankruptcy, the clothing chain, the latest facing severe financial problems because of the coronavirus pandemic. The New York-based company announcing just hours ago it's reached an agreement to eliminate about $1.65 billion in debt in exchange for ceding ownership to creditors, the outbreak forcing the chain to at least temporarily close nearly 500 of its brick-and-mortar locations. Three major airlines, Delta, United and JetBlue, now requiring all passengers to wear masks or face coverings. Beginning today, passengers will have to wear the masks from check-in right through deplaning. Tom Hanks with a special message for graduating students at Wright State University. The actor, who came down with the virus himself earlier this year, made a surprise appearance during the Ohio College's virtual commencement ceremony, sharing an empowering message with the graduates. Hanks calling the class the chosen ones and said no one will be more fresh to do the task of restarting our normalcy than you. Wright State honoring Hanks back in 2016 when it created the Tom Hanks Center for Motion Pictures. And today's the unofficial holiday to salute the Star Wars series.
May the Force be with you.
Fans seeing the date today, May the 4th, as May the 4th be with you. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up, and we also have a search engine up at benfuchsarchive.com, benfuchsarchive.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Mother's Day specials at truthtreatments.com. All products formulated originally in my compound and pharmacy to heal the skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check them out at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm excited to have our guest on. Nikki Snazel. She's been on before, author of The Four Keys to Health, a pain specialist, a physiotherapist who specializes in helping people deal with addictions and chronic pain, alternative treatments for, she's got a lot of alternative treatments for chronic pain and uses dry needling and acupuncture. We'll talk to Nikki about some of the stuff that's going on in the UK in this coronavirus crazy time that we're living in. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Nikki Snazel. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing? It was craziness is a good word for it.
Isn't it? Just, what do you think? What's your take on what's happening?
I think you and I have been around a long time. Well, more perhaps me than you, but yeah, a little crazy, isn't it? I mean,
I tell people it's more of a mind virus than it is a physical virus.
It's a virus, and yes, it affects humans, but it doesn't. It's not like a vicious virus that kills everything it touches, and everyone's gone to meltdown. All the key businesses have been shut down, and no one knows what to do. People have stopped being nice. We have people, lovely people, that are dying from cancer because the operations have been stopped. We have wonderful people with anxiety and depression and grieving who are dying because they're told, you are a certain age, do not go out, you could die. It's interesting times, isn't it, Ben?
What does this all this stuff do to the immune system and our ability to take care of, to heal ourselves? It's like the exact opposite.
It's crucify our immune system. I mean, I've been in practice for 30 years. My clinics have been shut down because they've been, you know, it's been non-essential apparently, and I'm on the phone all day long saying to my patients, hang in there, you're okay, you're safe, because a lot of them beyond chronic pain suffer with anxiety and depression. And, you know, science has shown, you and I know, don't we, Ben, that when you're scared, your immune system crashes.
Mm-hmm.
So you are really feeding the fear to the white cell count that decides to just bail out, and then you're vulnerable.
Where does the lack of movement fit into this? The people stuck in the house, especially older people stuck in the house.
It's funny, isn't it? Because, I mean, you and I know that if we move and our muscles move and we do resistive exercises, we know the biochemistry shows us the immune system is boosted by exercise that protects us. So it's kind of a little...
It's crazy.
Strange.
So between the lack of sunshine, the lack of movement, wearing a mask, being in fear, we have come up with every single way that you could possibly suppress your immune system and put them all into one package called the medical protocol.
Very clever, isn't it? Because I think you and I, if we were like in the world of making money, we'd probably say, this is a magic vaccination that's going to cure you, and this is a lot of money, and take it now. But don't move, don't breathe, be scared.
Don't
eat properly, wear a mask, wear gloves,
But the vaccine will take care of you. The vaccine will take, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about what you're eating. Well, this is the thinking, though, that this is the mindset. It's not just those who are perpetrating this, and it's not the perps. It's not the people who are pushing this. It's the people accepting it. Do you know now people are going to want a vaccine? They're going to want a vaccine. They're going to say, please, vaccine. They're going to beg for it. The masses of people will be begging to be vaccinated.
Well, it's interesting because only this week I had some very special friends that shared some research from scientists and PhD doctors about vaccinations. Got to be careful and to be scientific and non-biased and very careful because it's a huge thing.
Yes.
And all my media things have been blocked. I'm not allowed to share it.
Is that right? What were you saying?
You and I are not free, are we? We're not.
No, not so free.
More in the UK.
What were you saying, just for curiosity, that they banned you?
Well, I was just sharing some information from some sites about vaccinations and the fact that, you know, some vaccinations are amazingly good, and others, it's too much, too soon, too many vaccinations for little children especially, and it was causing a lot of problems, you know, a lot of issues, and it was just going through all these different things that people needed to, and it was just saying that really informed consent that people should go into the doctor and say, okay, could you tell me I have diabetes and blood pressure and this and that and the other, and I need to have vaccination, my immune system is at this level, what are your thoughts? And the doctors are not able to do that. They're supposed to just simply say, look, I have to vaccinate you, otherwise you're off my list. So I was just sharing that information, but it's all been blocked. I'm not allowed to.
So I
don't know if that's different in the States.
Yeah, the UK is much more. It doesn't have, the UK doesn't have the same tradition of openness that we have in the United States. So they're moving slower there. But I was going to ask you about that. It seems like in the UK there's a lot more government intrusion into people's lives and control of things like the media and what people.
Very
can say.
Much so, yeah, and it's quite interesting at the moment because. Everybody's obeying, but I mean, everybody's terrified. I cycle. I love cycling. I've been cycling into my empty clinic because all my colleagues are on this furlough thing the government's insisted on. And people are terrified. They're screaming at me to cycle on the other side of the road. They're wearing masks. And some of these people are grossly obese. And I'm thinking, you really need to look at your own health rather than scream at me to walk up the other side of the road or cycle on the side of the road.
I saw a person last week. I was driving. I was a little to the left. And a person pulled his mask down to smoke a cigarette.
And that's the
kind of disconnect we have. I mean, it was comical. It was funny, ironic. But that's the kind of disconnect we have. And I was saying earlier on the program before you came on, I was saying, why don't we have people talking about making sure everybody has enough vitamin C or making sure everybody has enough, has clean air to breathe or making sure everybody has some of the basic needs, that, you know, good food and quality, and a place to go outside and enjoy quality air and sunshine. Why don't we make sure people are doing like the basic things? Why are we all jumping into the medical model? And by the way, how do we even jump into the fact that this was a virus? Did anybody ever ask that? How do we know it's not just air pollution or toxicity somewhere, some kind of toxicity in the air? Wuhan is one of the most toxic places on Earth. I don't know if anybody knows that. So it seems to me like we've jumped into strategies that are almost intentionally, I don't even know if it's, I don't want to even go there, but strategies that seem
to be
intentional.
Yeah. Always to get shut down.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily go into that, but it seems like we just jumped into strategies that don't serve us, that don't allow us
they
to access.
They do serve certain people.
They serve a certain agenda,
very disappointing for me at this stage in my career. I mean, I've presented internationally, I've worked in lots of different countries, and I've never been shut down. Before, and this is fascinating for me because it's you think, gosh, I never realized how powerful. I knew pharmaceutical companies were powerful and food companies were powerful, but I never realized our own governments would do this. And you're right, you know, nobody's talking about how to protect our own immune systems and what's really going on.
So when we come back, Nikki, when we come back from our break, I want to talk about things we can do to strengthen ourselves from the comfort of our homes, even if we're in lockdown. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Nikki Snazell. We'll be back right after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to Nikki Snazell from the UK, pain specialist, alternative therapist, alternative pain therapist. Is that accurate? Are you an alternative pain therapist?
I think that's probably, yeah. That means you're not pumping people full of drugs.
Right, right. So you have a book, Four Keys to Health. Your book is Four Keys to Health, right?
I wrote a series of books, yeah, for my patients, about five, I think, yeah.
Ah, I just have here Four Keys to Health. So tell us how you can use your strategies for somebody who's stuck at home, locked in at home. How can we use your strategies to deal with, number one, pain, physical pain, number two, to prevent physical pain, to keep ourselves healthy, and number three, how to deal with it emotionally. How can we use your Four Keys to Health or your philosophy?
Gosh, have we got a few hours, Ben?
Nah,
you know what you do, by the way, I've been listening to your show. It's incredible what you do. I wish you were in England doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
With my patients, I'm seen as a little strange, a little out there, because, yes, I've done traditional. I'm a biologist. I have a science degree. I have a physiotherapy degree. I have to do the medical, physical therapy stuff, and I do that. But I studied a lot of what is deemed as alternative, which is how do you look after what you eat and what you think and what you do. And my patients to date, I'm a dinosaur now. I've been doing this for 30 years. Touch wood, and I keep phoning them every day because I'm not allowed to see them or touch them with the lockdown. None of my 14,000 patients are ill yet, so I'm excited. And they're not super healthy. A lot of them are older, but they follow a lot of healthy lifestyle things that you and I do. So if we start, I mean, I wrote a simple book, Four Keys to Health, looking at, like the shaman said, our lifestyle stresses and what we eat and what we think and what we do. So I have a questionnaire. So whatever we have to treat within our practice, and we used to have a team of orthopedic surgeons, which we no longer need, and we used to have doctors, now we just have physical therapists, and we go through those healthy lifestyle issues as well as the problem they come in with. And if we have a traffic lights approach, you know, red is like, you're not doing the right things. Amber's like, well, okay. And green is like, yeah, brilliant. Now you have a problem, you've broken your bone, or you need surgery, you've got cancer. You have the best chance chance of surviving. So we go through these questionnaires, and there's all sorts of little things that you and I and all your audience can do to help your immune system stay safe. So we can start anywhere we want to. So if we think about lifestyle, you live in a beautiful place. I've been in October, Colorado, and it's gorgeous and it's a wonderful lifestyle. And where we live, the environment we live in has a huge impact on our health. If we're not able to live somewhere very special, we must at least try to park up the car and move and walk. Mm. Because you and I are like a 50 trillion cells. We are a whole colony of bugs. We are bacteria and viruses and human cells. And this colony loves movement, mm-hmm. and it loves sunlight, and it loves mm-hmm. certain foods, and it loves certain things to exist. So if we start to lock ourselves down into this modern society of cities where people can't get out of their apartment, they can't move, they can't walk, they can't function, they can't have access to sunlight, then things like viruses can take hold. Because we're all part of this planet, we're all part of this evolutionary, you know, existence where if we can't step up and exist healthily, then other things will just take us. And if we start perhaps, I don't know if you want to start, Ben, but if we start perhaps with eating, with what we eat, our gut has a lot of bacteria that's about 3.5 billion years old. It's really old compared to you and I. Our primitive brains are 2 million years old. Our primitive human systems, but bacteria are wise. They've been here 3.5 billion years ago. Mm. So they sit in our gut and they send little text to a little bacteria that's migrating to our cells that says, when we eat absolute rubbish, we're going to just tell you to eat more rubbish. So if we eat a load of sugar and a load of unhealthy stuff, viruses and cancer have a lovely open gate. It's a bit like someone going in to break open the bank, you know, and you leave the doors uh-huh. open, you unlock the gates, and you give the combination to the robbers. That's what you're doing when you eat a lot of rubbish. And the marketing companies as such, and the little corner shops sell rubbish, unfortunately. And if we eat a lot of that, then viruses can more easily, at the moment with this, it's going to pass quite soon, but this coronavirus is messing with our life, and it's more likely to take those out that are eating a lot of rubbish and a little overweight, because mm-hmm. our immune system, our gut leaks, and our soldiers, our immune system, are not so aware of the virus. They're too busy trying to deal with that. So mm-hmm. just eating a little healthy for you and I and your audience makes a huge difference, and that's important. And just like, you know, simple stuff like just preparing a few veggies, just preparing a little mm-hmm. bit of, if you imagine what we would eat years ago before we had shops, you know, going outside and growing a few vegetables, growing something that's natural and healthy, avoiding too much sugar, that makes a huge difference. So what we eat's important, and we can do that without spending a huge amount of money. And it's difficult because I know, because I've done now, I don't know, about 30 interviews recently in America where I understand where places where people don't have much money, they're unfortunately close to places that sell them very cheap food that's not good for them. And that's not anybody's fault. And that makes me very sad. But if there's any way that we can send a message out to choose more healthy food, then that's brilliant. The next thing really is our activity, our muscles. When you and I exercise our muscles, the muscle fibers really respond to resistive exercise, and they change the biochemistry. They make wonderful products that boost our immune system, that fire up our white cell count, that say, do you know what? If a virus enters our body, we're going to fight it off. So longevity, all these longevity research things they've done have shown that people didn't go to gyms and things. They simply made bread with their hands. They washed the floor with their hands. They walked up mountains to see to their goats and their sheep. They kept moving, and their immune system went, oh, my goodness, this is wonderful. So we just need to change the amount that we move, and that make a big difference. Just like children. Children stop. You know, they move, don't they? Mm-hmm. You and I, when we're in school, we're told to sit still and behave and don't be rude. And when I sit in front of my patients, if I start moving around, they think I'm being disrespectful. And we're told to sit still and concentrate instead of the computer. Uh-huh. And that kills our immune system. So movement is really important. These little things that don't cost anything. And if we look at our mindset, We're all scared. It's all freaky. You know, I cycle a lot and I go down the roads and people have got masks on and they scream at me to cycle away from them, you know. And that's crazy.
Right. That is crazy. And, you know, what you said about the simple things, I always found that very ironic in the sense that the simple things are easy. They're the simple things. We can all do them. But because they're so simple, they sound silly. They don't sound sophisticated. You know what I'm saying? People think that it can't be true, that just eating, just changing the way you eat can have an impact on your cancer or on your immune system. Just eating correctly or eating less food or breathing. Before, we got about a minute here, but I want you to talk about meditation real quick because I know you're big on that.
I love it, and I think, I mean, especially you're in Colorado, but in California, there's a university there that does a lot of work on heart math that looks at the heart coherence and the brain waves and immunity, and they show that if you start to actually slowly breathe deeply and think about something that really gives you a lot of gratitude and good feelings through your heart, that you constantly do that, it changes your ability to actually switch on the immune system. So if you and I had a saliva kind of test at the moment, we're doing that, it changes the immunoglobulin. And Dalai Lama and all the Buddhist people did a lot of work with functional MRI scanning to prove that if we use meditation, we change our immune system. And that's you and I. We don't have to pay anybody to do that. We can do that every day.
That's so
it's
powerful.
Free.
You know, I just want to say real quick, you know, the thymus gland is a major immune gland. And in esoterically, the heart chakra is the thymus gland. So there's an intimate connection between the heart, love. It seems kind of silly and airy fairy, but there's an intimate physiologic connection between the thymus and the heart. And that's where the immune system is. Nikki, you're awesome. You're doing great work. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being on. How do people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
Right, well, my name is weird, Snazel, so people find me Nikki Snazel. And the website I have now in the UK, painreliefclinic.co.uk, they can find me for free advice. That's what I do. They're welcome, or through Dave Purdy, who currently is my agent in the UK, in the USA, get the right country. So, yes, if I can help anyway, just let me know, and I'll send stuff out. That's what I'm about.
And you have a Facebook page. You have a great Facebook page, too. Because I check it. I know you're a lot of the information up there. Thank you so much. Hey, Nikki, thank you so much. We'll have you on again real soon. Appreciate you. Be well and stay strong and healthy and keep up the good work. Thank you, Nikki.
And you too. Well done, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, take care. That's Nikki Snazel, painreliefclinic.co.uk. And she gets it. She's one of the few out there, there's a lot of them, but she gets it. All right, thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.